time when we go live to Studio 2A, and Matt Milner is standing by.
Thanks a lot, Dan. As you said, I am over here live in Studio 2A with the Modines, and they're going to be with us until 10 o'clock. They'll be playing live music for us tonight, and we'll talk to them in a few minutes as well. But without further ado, let's get to the music. So here are the Modines.
You guys hear I got a new car the other day?
No, what is it?
It's a four-door El Camino.
Big old bomb. So I bought some money from
you want to race me, you down by that strip. I'll show you just why my wheels are so hip. It's got a 350 beat clock tank full of gas. When I push down the pedal, it'll kick your ass. It's Honda El Camino, picking El Camino, signing magazine. El Camino, 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 El Camino. The girl from outer space.
Zombie girl, she's a zombie girl
with a pink and purple face.
Zombie girl, she's a zombie girl
from a different place and time.
Zombie girl, little zombie girl,
she'll rip apart your mind. She's really moving, just like a demon. Yeah, she's so hip in that little spaceship.
You just heard a track from the Modine's new EP, Get With The Times. That was a track called Werewolf Attack, and they are live in Studio 2A with us. That one was a recorded track off of the EP, but before that you heard a few live songs, and they'll be with us here until 10 o'clock on Locals Only. So thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks for inviting us.
Yeah.
So let's get started with just some introductions. Let us know who you are, what you do in the band.
All right. I'm Christina Williams, and I do vocals and bass.
I'm Jamie LeBose, and guitar and vocals.
Jeff Dyde, I play drums, shaker, pots, pans.
Pots and pans.
Yes. Very good with the pots and pans.
I'm sorry you didn't bring this down tonight. So, first of all, thank you again so much for coming down. You guys sound great in here, and the new EP is really terrific, so we're glad to have you here in studio. Why don't we start off by hearing a little bit about the history of the band. I know that the Modines have existed even before its life in Tucson, so give us an overview of the life of the Modines.
Ah, okay, the elevator pitch version.
Exactly.
Well, Jamie and I have been together for a while. We had met in New York, and we were both doing our own thing musically. So then we moved to L.A., and we started forming the Modines, which at first was a combination of each of our different songs. And then we did that for a couple of years, and with our friend Phil Williams, who's an amazing musician too. But then we moved to Tucson about 2.5 years ago, and we started writing more in different tunes. And we were doing a couple of different styles at first, and then the garage rock stuff really seemed to hit a chord with people. So we just kept going down that track. And Jeff joined us about last October. And
yeah, right before
it's
Halloween.
Been the core since then, yeah.
Fast forward to the aisles of Goodwill on 4th Avenue.
Yeah.
That's right. If you want to see Jeff, go to 4th Avenue.
We just turned the corner, ran into each other, and say, oh, hey, Jeff, you playing with anybody? And I wasn't, and here we are now. So
total serendipity. We were just like,
I think we rehearsed the next day.
Yeah, definitely.
Moral of the story is all the cool people hang out at the Goodwill on 4th.
There you go. There you go.
That's where you'll find all the cool people.
So what was it that brought you to Tucson, ultimately?
We had been visiting here. For one thing, our dear friend Michael P. Nordberg, who's a big fixture in the Tucson music scene, we were visiting him and his lovely wife, Carrie, and just started really digging the place. And then we also came to, I think it was the second tape-op conference here, and that was an amazing experience. And we just got to see so much of the city and just... We kept coming back to it. It was 2 years later before we actually moved, but it just wouldn't leave our minds, and then we finally made it happen.
Yeah, we thought it was a really good music scene. So,
love the music scene here, yeah.
What is it about the scene that jumped out at you?
Sense of community?
Yeah. Seriously, it was amazing the amount of talented people, multi-talented people usually. I mean, you couldn't swing it. Anything without hitting somebody who could play stand-up bass and trombone and, stuff like that. And on top of that, everybody was so nice and cool to hang out with. And you didn't have these, diva egos that you might come across elsewhere. And it just was a really good fit for us. We like it.
Excellent. And Word. Jeff, did you know them before that chance meeting at the Goodwill?
Well, yeah, just from playing around the music scene for a while, so...
We played with you one time before.
Played a couple shows together, And then,
excellent. And you alluded earlier to the fact that you've allowed some of that garage influence to become unleashed in moving to Tucson. Was there anything about Tucson in particular or about the music scene that pushed you in that direction, or did it just seem to be coincidental?
Seemed like when we were playing out, the songs people latched onto were the more upbeat tunes. So when we did the new EP, we kind of went more in that direction and kind of got a little more garagier than before.
But there's the thing about the desert too, which is very different than any other place I lived in before. It just seems to bring out a more, raw kind of part of your creativity. And I think that really helped foster it too.
Are there any particular bands that you were specifically influenced by in moving in this direction on the new EP?
Just mostly late 60s, garagey kind of stuff, and even early punk as well. Even like, you know, the punk bands of the 60s that before they called it punk.
Right.
Like the Sonics, the Yardbirds.
Excellent.
The Nuggets collection, basically. It's a huge, huge influence. We were talking about that earlier.
And we'll talk a little bit about the EP during our next break here. I know you guys have a lot of music to squeeze in tonight, but I want to thank you again for coming down. We have the Modines live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only. We'll be here until 10 o'clock when we'll turn it over to Bob Girth on the Hub. So the Modines are going to play some more live tracks, followed by another one off of the EP before we talk a bit more. So again, the new EP is called Get With The Times. I shared some tracks from that tonight. So without further ado, let's get back to some music. So here are the Modines.
This is the title track, Get With The Times. Times, you gotta get with the times, you gotta get with the times, get with the times, you gotta get with the times, you gotta get with the times, get with the times, you gotta get with the times, you gotta get with the times, get with the times, you gotta get with the times, you gotta get with the times, get with the times, get with the that. We'll be right back.
about that thing. You got that thing. Got that.
right. You are tuned in to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt, and I'm here live in Studio 2A with the Modines. You just heard a recorded track off of their latest EP, Get With The Times. But you've also heard a bunch of live tracks, some of those off the EP as well. And we're going to talk about that right now. So when did the EP come out?
April 28th, was that the date? Oh, this spring has already flown by.
A month ago or so.
Something like that, yeah.
And how did the CD release show go?
Oh, it was great. It was great because we also had some really good friends of ours playing that night, too. So it opened up with the Swigs, and they had their CD release recently. That was awesome. And then the El Camino Royales, who kicked butt, as usual. And then us, and, you know, it was just, like, so many friends, and it was a good time.
Excellent. So if people like what they've heard tonight and they want to track down a copy of the Get With The Times EP, how can they do that?
It is available online, iTunes is there. We also have on our website a way to order a physical CD. And of course, at our gigs also, we also have these Werewolf Attack t-shirts, and we have a little special with the EP and the t-shirt. And it's like, it's a very cool t-shirt.
So. We'd rather see you at a show.
Yeah. All right. Come on down.
And you mentioned that you have a website. Oh, how do people find
that? Oh, yes. TheModines.com. MODEENS.com.
And also Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah. Excellent. We're big on the Facebook. Yeah.
Cool. So let's talk a little bit about the record. Sounds great. I'm glad that we've been able to play a couple tracks from it during this segment as well, so people can get a sense for the production values. What was the recording process like?
We went in on a Saturday, and we had our friend Finn Eichner from Seashell Radio. He engineered the basic tracks. And then after that, we spent maybe a couple of weeks doing overdubs, just for like vocals and a harmonica and things like that.
And this was at home?
This was at home, yeah. At our studio called Chamber of Sounds. And then we mixed it for a couple of weeks, and it was all really quick, mostly.
Yeah, and just wanted to mention also that we had Dave Prevel on keyboards, who did awesome work.
And harmonica.
And harmonica, yeah, on Steppin' Stone. And then Bill Husted did second guitar work, and we just wanted to give a shout out to Bill. Yeah, man, we miss you.
Get better soon, Bill.
Yeah, and he had this awful scooter accident about 2 months ago, and luckily nothing, it could have been so much worse, but he did sustain a lot of broken bones and things that he's still recovering from, so we just wish him a speedy recovery.
It was some serious stuff.
Yeah, y'all definitely wear your helmets. That's the moral of that story.
Well, I think that certainly the process was fruitful, and I'm really happy to hear the results. But I'd also be curious to know a little bit about this space that you guys have in your home where you recorded it and where you also practice a little bit. Sometimes those home spaces are the ones with the most charm. So is there anything unique about that particular space?
It's got really tall ceilings, like 30-foot ceilings, so it tends to get really good drum sounds.
Oh, okay.
It's very cavernous.
Yeah. It's an unusual house. It's a two-story concrete block house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not many of those here. Yeah.
But it sounds really good, and we've recorded a bunch there, and we've had friends come over and do some recordings as well.
Cool. Yeah. Did you come into the studio with all of the songs fully formed, or were there some of them that you were working out as you were recording them?
I would say for the most part, everything was pretty much fleshed out so that we could just cut it all in one day.
Well rehearsed.
Yeah.
We didn't spend any more than three cuts on a track.
Yeah, the general rule was no more than three takes.
And we nailed it.
Excellent. Yeah. What's the writing process like for the Modines?
It's usually between... me and Jamie usually are jamming, you know, at home and come up with, you know, one of us will come up with a riff and somebody else will come up with another riff. And usually one of us dominates the lyrics on a given song.
Yeah, we usually choose who's going to sing. But a lot of the songs are just born out of jams, like from the living room. We listen back and go, oh, that's cool. That would make a good song.
And I'm just the guy that likes to hit things.
Yeah, but you come up with good things too, man.
Yeah, Jeff came up with the monk chant on Losing My Way on the record.
All right.
That was his idea.
And the pots and pans.
Yeah.
Can't forget those.
And I'm glad to see as well that on the liner notes, the pots and pans are specifically credited.
It's important.
So no mystery there.
Every good drummer knows his way around the kitchen.
Absolutely. And I seem to recall a photo on Facebook, actually, of that as well. So further proof.
For posterity.
So you said that you'd prefer people to buy the EP at shows so they can get that great t-shirt as well.
Sure.
Are there any upcoming shows that we can plug?
Yeah, we got June 10th at Plush with Ghost of 505. And
excellent.
Then we'll also be doing second Saturday in July. That's July 9th, my birthday.
Oh, wow.
So I will be extra crazy that night.
Yeah, the second Saturdays have been a really good opportunity for bands to be able to find a new audience.
Oh,
so
definitely.
That should be fun.
It's free and it's early.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Fun for the whole family.
There you go. There you go. And if you could play any show in history with any lineup, what would be the ideal Modine's lineup?
Well, that's a good question.
Huh. It's a hard question.
You might have to come back
throughout,
to that.
Throughout history.
Yeah, you can mix and match from different eras.
I got an idea.
Here's our...
How about the Pretty Things and the Yardbirds?
It's a good one.
I would like that.
Maybe the Sonics?
Yeah. The Sonics would be awesome.
We'll throw them all on there.
Yeah.
So.
Monkeys, maybe? The Monkees?
Yeah, the Monkees would have been cool.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can resurrect some of them for that second Saturday show
with
you guys.
Right.
So if people want to find out more details about that, they can check out the Modine's website, but also check out the second Saturday's downtown website as well for more details about that. The Modines have a lot more music for us, so I don't want to take up too much more of their time. They're with us until 10 o'clock here on Locals Only, and then we're going to turn it over to The Hub with Bob Girth. I want to thank the Modines again for joining us.
Thank you.
Christina, yeah. Jamie, Jeff, thank you again.
Matt.
Thank you.
And yeah, as I said, they've got some more songs, so they're going to share that with us. And again, if you like what you've heard, make sure to check out the Get With The Times EP on their website or on Facebook or at their shows, including June 10th at Plush. And you can also hear a recording of this show right now. We'll have it up on the KXEI website. Click on the Locals Only tab and you can download it as a podcast. Check for that probably tomorrow. So anyway, we'll get back to the music and they're going to play us out until 10 o'clock. So here are the Modines.
Jones, he's a real gun cat. He keeps talking. Let's get a little train beat going. Underneath my skin, just the way it's always been. I hear the crying of an eagle way on high, walking to the desert sky, that desert sky. Lightning starts flashing, and I'm running down the road, looking for which way to go. There's something waiting on a dark and lonely hill, and the pull gets stronger still. The rain starts slashing, stumble on.
Stepping stone. Using all those tricks that you used on me.
You're reading all of my fashion magazines, cause you're wearing color colors and all that seems. I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. No, I'm not your stepping stone.
First met your girl, you didn't have no shoes. Now you're walking around like a front page news.
You've been awful careful about the friends you choose. You won't buy my name and your book of news. Hey, hey. I'm not your stepping stone.
This reminds me of the last time that we did this, and Mel Mason was doing the interviewing, and we were doing that song, and lo and behold, the strap came off of my bass. Luckily, Mel was right there being supportive of my bass, trying to get it back on. If you listen back, you can hear like the bass go out.
Gotta love live music.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So thanks, Mel. We miss you.
This is a big live staple. The day will come. We usually end the show with this one. It's from the first record.
We'll be right back. The day will come.